Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy 30th birthday.
Yeah.
To QB1. Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, QB1 in the league and in our hearts.
He celebrated on Sunday at his place, his restaurant, not his house. And it was quite the little group. Taylor Swift was there. Travis Kelce was there.
It would be funny if Patrick Mahomes wasn't there.
That's great. Yeah. Kane Brown, who's a country singer that Patrick Mahomes is buddies with. There are some pictures out of the six of them that were out.
They look suspiciously similar.
Look like they could be brothers.
I've met Kane Brown like half a dozen times, and I saw the picture of him and Mahomes together. And I was like, is that like a brother of his that I don't know?
Like the one nobody ever talked about?
Yeah. Like, no. Why don't we hear more? And for half a second, I was like, oh, God, it's Jackson. What's he doing there? But no, it was Kane Brown.
And his wife, yeah.
Which I don't know why I couldn't figure out who it was for half a second.
Yeah, so happy 30th birthday. Yep. I don't know what you do on your birthday if you're Patrick Mahomes and you have a game on Sunday, but
I don't
congrats.
Think he, I think you have to celebrate during the offseason or something like that. Just like, you know, or get a bye week. And it's crazy that he's 30, though. Because it
seems like yesterday
he was 22 and lighting up the league.
Yeah. And 1587 Prime opens officially today. Yeah. First reservations are at 5 p.m. If you missed out, there are no reservations available at any any point. No.
Not until after November.
Well, they don't have it open after November.
Oh, is that why?
Because I'm playing with their website. The last date that you can get a seat is November 28th. Mm. They are closed on Mondays, which is not unusual for the restaurant industry, but they could make even more money if they could open all that up, but yeah. I guess they're not going to. So no, I'm playing with dates. No, you can't get in.
I wonder if they're not open on Mondays because that's when typically like Mahomes or Kelce would eat there.
Oh, maybe.
And for they wouldn't have it for private events.
That's possible.
Yeah. Sorry, Quentin, go ahead.
How do you think that's going to fare during the World Cup?
1587 Prime.
I think it'll do pretty well.
I think it's already booked solid.
I can't imagine how many people, like, between athletes coming in, between all the visitors coming in, and all, you know, it's going to be covered by TV. Yeah. And it's so I could just, oh my God. I mean, they might not even have like official reservations. It might just be all the athletes and stuff that are going to eat there.
Do you have any idea what capacity is? Have you heard at all about how many people it seats? No. I can't tell from the pictures what the capacity is.
Not enough.
That's when you open on Mondays. And you stay open, and as late as your liquor license will let you stay open if you would like to. So if you have a reservation, congratulations.
Yeah, you jerks.
You got one.
Look at you.
We'll be hearing all
fancy
about it
pants.
Tomorrow. I hope for you that it is worth whatever price you are going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Because that's still not up online, which is never a good sign.
I saw like some early reviews from like influencers and things like that.
People loved it.
I have to ask you though, like, are you going to give it a negative review? I mean, I'm sure it's good. I'm not, and I know there's been a couple times we talked about it and I've been like, oh no, I'm sure it's good. But my point is whenever I see influencers do this for anything, whether it's opening a steakhouse or another restaurant or like, Because we've been invited to stuff before, too. And I'm just like, what are you inviting me for? Like, I'm not an expert on this stuff. I'm just going to say it's good. I was invited to an opening of Quick Trip one time, of a Quick Trip. And I was just like, I was there. And I think it was KCTV5 put a camera in my face.
Uh-huh.
They're like, hey, what do you think about Quick Trip? And I was like, it's good. I don't know. Like, the roller dogs are great. The gas is awesome. What do you want me to say about Quick Trip? I'm okay. Just here for a free meal, like, because I was offered a free meal to show up and I did.
All right. I'm sending this to you in the chat. Will somebody give it a bad review? Yes. I have been to, I talked openly about going to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant at Harrah's and being completely unimpressed when I went. And the review that I just sent you is when Liz Cook is a local food writer who also is kind of the person we rely on when Food & Wine magazine or Eater or whoever says, hey, we need a list of the best restaurants in Kansas City. She's the one that always writes those. She went to, when Guy Fieri, I don't even know if this is still open, Dive and Taco Joint and Power and Like, that's how he says it.
That's how he says his name?
I say it mockingly because I think that's okay. Weird.
Because you've said that many times, I've never questioned before.
It sounds weird to me. Guy Fieri also sounds weird. But he had the Dive and Taco Joint in Power and Light. I have no clue if it's still open. Somebody can tell me. But Liz Cook, she went. And I don't know what her process now is, but she would always go to a place three times and then write the review.
Yeah.
And I went with her on the second time that she went. This is poetry. This is what I just sent you, was the review that she wrote for Pitch Magazine. It was scathing. She hated it. She openly hated it and held nothing back in that review.
When is a man more than a man? When he's a guy. Fieri, to be precise, the Food Network star and latest celebrity to slap his name on a restaurant in the Power and Light District. Well, she is angry.
Oh, you got to go down a little bit. I mean, that's just the
opening. It's impossible to visit Guy Fieri's Dive and Taco Joint without grappling with Fieri's polarizing maximalist mythos.
Imagine my disappointment when Guy Fieri's Dive and Taco Joint turned out to be not a haven for excess and food world, but just another hastily assembled corporate restaurant churning out tepid food in a concept too thin to fill out Fieri's bowling shirts. Keep going through this because for those who don't remember, he did trash can nachos.
Yeah.
And it was just a little trash can. You tip it over and put it on the...
Yeah.
Put it on the chair. She says she criticized the decor. She said the vibe is Heartland Truck Stop meets strip club adjacent to Heartland Truck Stop. And she went all off on the decor. And then everything else is bathed in an orange light that makes you feel like you're living inside a heat lamp. I would have preferred a literal heat lamp. Much of the food I sampled arrived at an uneasy room temperature.
Wow.
The shrimp tacos had an appealing aioli, but the shrimp had a crumbly can texture. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Honestly, I ate at the Guy Fieri's in Boston, and it was excellent.
Was it this? Was it the Dive and Taco Joint, or was it something else?
It was a bunch of tacos, and there's garbage can nachos and stuff like that. It was right next to TD Garden where the Celtics and Bruins play. Maybe it was just nicer there. I didn't think it was bad at all. But again, that's why, like, she's an actual food critic,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
See, that's the difference between an actual food critic and just having my garbage palate ass showing up and be like, hey, what do you think of the nachos? I'll be like, they're excellent. They're free. They're excellent.
Even bad nachos are usually palatable, but these had an overwhelming sweetness from the bourbon brown sugar barbecue sauce slathered onto the borracho beans like an aunt's sloppy kiss. I miss her.
Wow.
She doesn't do this as much as she used to, but I miss the writing was just great. So anyway, yes, it is very possible to criticize.
The nozzle of the Molcasate salsa bottle was completely clogged. This was true on two other visits. Just unscrew the cap and pour it, said a bartender who saw me struggling. That's what I always do. Why is there a cap? I asked, but she didn't seem to hear me.
I
think there's a cap for sanitation reasons, right? I mean,
the pickled onions were spongy and dry, but how? The al pastor tacos were filled with soft, weepy pork, and the guacamole was chalky like footy cheese. The guacamole itself was cold and creamy. I couldn't taste the avocado because of the lime juice.
All right.
I mean, she ripped it to shreds.
From the text line, that Dive and Taco Joint must be surviving on liquor sales alone because the food is awful. And the only time I've been there is to get a beer because everywhere else is too busy. I guess it, I don't think the place in Boston was had the word dive associated with it.
Okay, I mean, he probably has other
restaurants.
Yeah.
And I think it was just like Guy Fieri's or something like that.
When it's busy, it's a catastrophic... We can't say that word. The employees look frustrated. The customers look confused. I kept waiting for a man in a lab coat to emerge to tell me I was a part of an environmental psych practicum. The whole experience had been constructed.
The one that I went to was a tequila cocina.
Cochina.
Thank you. Which, by the way, only gets 3 stars on Yelp. So again,
yeah,
this is why you don't invite me. As a food critic, because I'm just going to be like, it was free food. What am I going to complain? Well,
but you would know if something is lukewarm when it should be hot.
Oh,
I mean, you would know if the texture of something isn't good.
Yeah. She was the complaints she made were less about, I guess, the food, more about the texture.
Which for a lot of people is
very
a deal breaker for food. Yeah. So anyway, so
I would be upset.
Good luck tonight.
I mean,
hopefully you'll have
criticized
fun.
Our experience on Saturday.
We did, in fact.
Yeah, we didn't call out the restaurant.
That's true. We did not name the bad one.
Yeah.
But
place we said we were going to, we said was good.
But here's the thing. If you're a big name and you're charging, you know, a significant price, it needs to be good.
Yeah.
It's there's a reason why Gordon Ramsay has more Michelin stars than any other restaurateur in the world. That's why I was very willing and open about the fact that I had a miserable time there and it was expensive and they screwed everything up.
Right.
But he's doing okay.
Well, I would feel more comfortable criticizing Gordon Ramsay than Guy Fieri because you have me doing it now. Because Guy
you're Fieri's, like rolling your R now.
His whole thing, Guy Fieri, is because what are you expecting? You have high expectations when you go to a Guy Fieri place? No. But when Gordon Ramsay, he's such a jerk about making sure everything is perfect for everyone else that if his place sucks, it's like, what? What do you make your living off of, buddy?
Guy Fieri, if you look him up, he is one of the wealthiest.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's fair to call him a chef. One of the wealthiest men in food.
Yeah.
I mean, he's. Well, and so it's not hard to get food right. It doesn't have to be spectacular, but it's not hard to make nachos crispy. And guacamole tastes good. You know, if you can't do it better than I can at home, then I expect it to be at least decent.
It's the food and it's all the royalties from those Smash Mouth songs. That's what it is.
Oh, I forgot that he was in that song.
He's not in that song.
Oh, he's not?
He just looks like the lead singer for Smash Mouth.
Yeah, like he is an empire. He is a brand. He has an empire. He also has said he's not leaving anything to his kids. He's famously said he's not leaving anything, but his son, his oldest son, is in business with him.
Yeah.
So I think the son's going to get some.
There's some people who say that I'm not leaving anything to my kids except for my business empire.
Right.
Like, yeah. Okay. Shut up. You are leaving things to your kids. You're leaving them your business. You're leaving them nepotism.
Yeah.
That's actually
a name.
Worse. Why not just give them money? Just give them money and let them start their own business. No, I'm making them go into business with me.
All right. How many people watch the game on Sunday?
33.8 million people
Holy
watched the
smokes.
Chiefs lose to the Eagles on Sunday, but just barely this time, not nearly as bad as the last time. I mean, it's funny because I keep hearing people say, oh, Chiefs are no longer the it team in the league and nobody cares about the Chiefs anymore and Chiefs are boring. 33 million people watch them be boring.
Yeah.
33 million people watch that game. I'm sorry.
It wasn't a blowout.
No.
And Patrick Mahomes played really well. The 17 points that we got, he largely did on his own.
We should have won the game.
We should have won the game.
Actually, the thing about it is our offense played like garbage.
Yes.
And we still should have won that game.
Yes.
The only reason we lost is because Travis Kelce forgot how to catch a football at the goal line. The other thing about Kelce, and I think we have audio of this if you want to play it. He screwed up at the goal line. It cost us the game, but he was also excellent that game. And nobody wants to talk about that. He's actually putting up the best stats for a tight end this year in his 35th year on this planet.
Yeah.
He's putting up better stats than any other tight end, except for touchdowns because he keeps screwing up on the goal line and also injuring our wide receiver.
And Harrison Butker are missed.
Yeah. Which you're not at all happy about. Go ahead. Where's the audio of Travis Kelce talking about this?
The ball was where it needed to be, when it needed to be there. I just got to get my head around out of the break. And I shot you that text telling you that. It's one of those plays where it happens, bang, bang. And I know that that's the window that it needs to be in. I know what's coming out of armpits and ear holes of the offense and defensive line getting their hands up, and I just got to be able to get my head around right now so that I don't put myself in a position to let the ball surprise me like that.
Gotcha.
And it's just – it's frustrating, man. I've scored on that play a million times in my life and obviously exaggerated, but it's just – it's something that should have never happened, and then, yeah, it cost us. It cost us big time.
How do you not like him so much?
I mean,
how do you not just like him?
Always been a huge fan. Yeah.
I liked him when he was a jerk. I liked him when he was throwing his own towel at the refs and getting ejected from games.
If that didn't happen in a playoff game, that would have been so funny.
it was still pretty great.
Jimmy Fallon is on this. Why? I don't like him necessarily. Like I don't think he's funny on
Am
his
I supposed
own.
To like Jimmy Fallon,
but with other people, but with them, I bet it's funny. I mean, I have no idea if Jimmy Fallon follows football or if he's an NFL fan, but that could be a good,
I mean, who
that could be entertaining.
I mean, he, I'm sure he can claim he's an NFL fan. He's probably the guy at the game wearing the NFL hat, not a team hat.
I'm curious to know why they have him on, why him, but anyway, that's who's on New Heights out today.
I don't know.
Anyway. The show that he still has,
I
unlike
guess,
Stephen Colbert. Get Stephen Colbert on that New Heights podcast.
Yeah, that would be much more entertaining.
That would be though very, yeah.
I think he's more of Lord of the Rings guy and not so much Lord of the Super Bowl rings. But who knows? Maybe he is. He's kind of a polymath.
That seems like a guy you have in July of next year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you can say whatever you want.
I know Seth Meyers is a big
He'll be unemployed by then.
Seth Meyers is a big football fan.
Yeah.
He's a big Steelers fan.
Yet another reason. Oh.
Which is stupid.
I was going to say yet another reason for him to be my crush, but then you said that. I'm like, eh.
Steelers. Yeah. I mean, he's from, well, it's weird because he's from New Hampshire. I don't know why he's a Steelers fan. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about a Kansas City Fire Department driver who killed, what, three people?
Oh, we have been following
destroyed
this story
a building
for so long.
A few years ago, he's going to get his job back. Does he deserve it? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in. If you want to chat about this one, 913-586-7798. Okay, the Kansas City Star had this update yesterday afternoon. And for those who don't remember the story or who didn't live here at the time, including Jonathan Weir, this was back in 2021. This was this deadly crash in Westport in which you had three people that were killed when a Kansas City fire truck crashed into a building in the Westport area. There were two people that were inside an SUV that collided with the fire truck. There was a pedestrian that was hit during the collision as well. It was a really bad wreck, and we've been going through this for a while about what's going to happen to this firefighter long term. Does he get his job back? How bad of a situation was this? And not only does he get his job back, he gets full back wages and benefits.
Jeez.
He'll serve a 3-day suspension without pay. Big deal. He is authorized to drive a fire apparatus again and work temporarily at a higher rank. The final version of this ruling came out last year, but there were some challenges that had to be worked out. And then Jackson County Circuit Court had the update. Who wrote this ruling here that we are Shurin? Who is Shurin? This must have been the arbitrator. So there was an arbitrator that came in and had to rule on this. The city and fire department are directed to make Dominic Biscari, that was the firefighter, whole in every regard, including full back pay and all benefits pursuant to the collective bargaining agreement due as a result of this award and his employment. And the city has 30 days.
I'm just flabbergasted by this. I don't understand what happened. So three people died.
Three people died.
Because this guy hit an intersection in Westport going 51 miles an hour and hit a minivan that was in the intersection that they tried to claim, well, that minivan shouldn't have been there. And it was also speeding at 34 miles an hour. You were going almost 20 miles an hour faster than the minivan.
Yeah.
Also, I would like some clarification from any emergency workers that we have listening. Do you or do you not have to slow down at a red light?
Right.
It's a red light. Yes, you are a fire truck. You definitely have the right of way. At the same time, I've seen emergency personnel. I worked with a volunteer fire department in Illinois. When you have a red light, you still have to slow down before hitting the intersection because God help you, if there's somebody in the intersection, you're going to hit them. And then what happened here was they hit the van. It got caught underneath the truck and then swung along the sidewalk, hitting pedestrians and taking out a building.
Yeah, here's the play-by-play of this. And if you want to call and talk about this, and yes, if you have experience as a first responder, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
His lawyer, by the way, said he is a fine young man who made a mistake in judgment, adding that he cooperated fully with the police investigation and with the victim's families on the civil suit. So this was 10:20 p.m. on December 15th. Biscari was 21 years old at the time, driving Pumper 19 Northway on Broadway Boulevard on the way to a house fire. At 10:20 p.m., the Pumper entered the intersection of Westport Road and Broadway against a red light with emergency lights, siren, and horn activated. He hit a Honda CRV that was headed west on Westport Road and it entered the intersection. The Honda had crossed in front of the Pumper while exceeding the speed limit, became stuck in the truck's bumper. So those two were attached now. So now the Pumper and the attached Honda hit three parked vehicles. One of those hit a pedestrian and then crashed into a building at 4050 Broadway. Both the occupants of the Honda and the pedestrian died in the crash. As Weir said, the police investigation determined that Pumper 19 was going at 51 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone, and the traffic light had been red for 16 seconds. While traveling, and this is what the arbitrator wrote, while traveling with emergency warnings activated, Pumper 19 was not required to come to a stop at the red light. The document said the driver of the Honda did not stop for the oncoming Pumper. And what it doesn't say there is should have. I mean, because
it had a green light,
but lights and sirens were going.
So
you have to be aware of that.
You're driving in an intersection, right?
But you have to, when you hear lights and sirens,
okay,
it's that idea like you're supposed to look anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Are we so good at, as human beings, at echolocation, we know exactly what direction lights and sirens are coming from?
I also would say, and it doesn't say this, it says Pumper 19 was not required to come to a stop at the red light. Was it not required to slow down a little bit to check and make sure that nobody was coming?
Again, it is my understanding that in every state in the country, emergency vehicles are required to slow down long red light. Like, if it just turned red, you can blow through. But if it's a long red, you have to slow down.
So he had not been formally trained to drive that pumper because neither the city nor the fire department provided it. I don't know if you need training in how to drive the pumper. What you need is to know what to do at the intersection when there's a red light coming and it's dark out. They said firefighters just learned to drive by operating the fire apparatus at other than like not emergency situations. So initially he was reassigned to the administration offices. And then eventually, I'm trying to remember if he resigned later or what happened, what came later. But the bottom line is six months later, he was assigned to desk duty and then he went back to full duty as a firefighter. But eventually the charges were filed. So he pleaded guilty in February of 2023 to 3 counts of involuntary manslaughter. He was sentenced to 3 years probation and 40 hours of community service. Again, 3 people died.
Yeah.
It's a question of fault, but the question now is this somebody you want behind the wheel of a fire truck? Mistaken judgment,
He learned his lesson.
Did he?
I guess. I mean, he's less likely to do it again.
Think so?
Probably.
Hope so.
I mean, they also say it's lack of training, right?
Yeah.
Do you really need training in that?
That's what I said. Do you need training?
Yeah.
It's not training in how to drive a fire truck. It's
basic common sense.
It's directive from your superiors in what to do at a red light, even though the red light's been red for
if it's been red for a while.
Yeah, common sense tells me. So what if policy says lights and sirens are going, it's been red for 16 seconds, I don't have to stop. But common sense says to me, it's 10:20 at night and this is a busy area. Slow down for a second just to avoid and make sure there's not a collision.
Yeah.
Now he's on his way to a house fire. And so I assume adrenaline is pumping and you want to get there because you're afraid of what's going on.
Yeah, but you get into an accident on the way to that house fire
and you're not going to the house fire at that point.
Not only have you injured the people that you just hit, but also who's going to help that fire? Probably another crew will be dispatched to it, but by the time they get there, you never know. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Brian in Kansas City. You work for a local fire department?
I do. There was a lot of things that went wrong here. Yes, he was going lights and sirens, but you do not have the right of way to go through an intersection like that. And actually, I believe it's a state Kansas law, and I may be misquoting a little bit, but you're asking for permission for the right of way. You don't automatically have the right of way, so you can't just blow through red lights. And while, yes, the car had a green light, so they were in the right to go through the light, they may or may not have even heard the sirens. Because
right.
I don't know how new your vehicles are. They're pretty soundproofed. And even as a firefighter, I've been driving down the road, and unless I'm looking and see the light, sometimes I don't even hear the sirens. So the horns, the sirens, you may or may not hear them. He should not have been going through the intersection. He should not have been driving so fast. And I think I heard that the CRV or whatever vehicle was speeding too, which doesn't really matter. But a lot of things went wrong.
It met the technical definition of speeding. Let's be honest. It's a 25 mile an hour zone. It was going 34.
Right.
I mean.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So it doesn't really. I mean, regardless, it doesn't matter because he should not have been going through the intersection that fast. He should have at least come to not to a stop because I mean we don't come to a complete stop all the time, but slow down, look at your surroundings. I mean, I know that's a blind intersection. That's one of the prime examples of slow down and look at what you're doing. Look and see what's going on. Look at once he's coming. And he was going to a house fire, and adrenaline is going a lot faster, a lot more when you're going to a house fire. But that's even more reason to pay more attention. And from what I understand, he was a relatively new driver of that rig.
He was.
And when it comes to training, you guys spoke about training. There's a big difference between driving a fire truck. And I know this is going to sound kind of like come or like duh. It's a lot different from driving that fire truck than driving even a big pickup truck, because you don't stop on a dime. You've got 500 gallons of water that's moving around with you, and it's air brakes. I mean, it's completely different on how to slow down and stop.
And he had not been trained in how to drive it.
Right. But you know what? It's the training thing. I get that's his excuse or that's his reasoning. To me, that him being new at the job fails even more, because when you're new at something, you're typically overly cautious. You don't just go,
usually,
you know what,
yes.
I'm going to go 51 miles an hour through this intersection and not even slow down. Like, most people aren't, when they're new at something, they're terrified of screwing up and, you know, blowing through an intersection and killing people. Brian, you made an excellent point about the soundproofing.
Thanks for the call. We're
way over time, but that was an excellent call. Thank you so much. And a great point of view on that. 913-586-7798. We've got a bunch of calls coming in. If you're holding, keep holding. We'll be talking about this some more in just 5 minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we were talking about this story about this firefighter. Many of you remember this from 2021. You have a 21-year-old firefighter. They were on their way to a house fire. He was driving the pumper. He goes through an intersection. The red light had been red for 16 seconds, his red light. He has lights, sirens, and air horn going, and he goes through the red light, which an arbitrator says and city policy says, yeah, you didn't have to stop. He didn't stop. We don't know if he slowed down. There's a collision with a Honda SUV. The Honda SUV and the pumper get attached. They hit a couple of parked cars and a pedestrian is killed. And two people in the Honda are killed. An arbitrator was called in to figure all this out. Remember, he had pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and he got a slap on the wrist for that. And an arbitrator came in and said, you got to put him back on the job if he wants. He's entitled to back pay. He gets a temporary bump in rank, even. And we were just looking through a little bit more of what the arbitrator said. And they blame him not being trained on how to drive the pumper, which I don't know what that has to do with anything. They also blame the city for not installing a mechanism at that light ahead of time. So it would have turned green with an emergency vehicle coming, so as to stop traffic going in other directions. They also blame the Honda, the driver of the Honda. This is 10:20 at night. I have no idea if alcohol was involved, but the driver of the Honda was speeding, and they act like the Honda should have stopped. And maybe the Honda should have stopped.
What exact intersection is this?
It's 4050 Broadway. Mm-hmm. So 40th and Broadway. Mm-hmm. So this guy, if he wants, can be back behind the wheel of a big pumper with the app. You hope that he's learned his lesson. Some people in the time that we have talked about this previously blame the power of the union for his ability to get his job back and to not really be punished for this. Maybe he didn't do anything wrong. Mm. Maybe he was doing exactly what his training told him was when it came to a red light. But three people were killed.
So I said 20. It's actually 30 miles an hour is the speed limit there. So they were going 4 miles an hour.
The Honda was
going 4 miles an hour over the speed limit. The fire truck was going 21 miles an hour over the speed limit. As far as the city not having installed the thing that allows it to change, 100% get that. And especially if the driver was expecting that to be there and it wasn't, then fine.
I mean, that part we don't know.
But I feel like we do know, because if they expected it to be there and it wasn't, wouldn't that be in their case when they've said, well, he expected that to be there and it wasn't?
And that was never said. The way I read it is you blame the city kind of after the fact, like, hey, you should have put these lights ahead of time and they didn't. I struggle a little bit with, like, how soundproof is your car that you don't hear sirens or air horn from a fire truck at 10:20 at night? I get it if you don't see the lights. That makes sense. That's fine.
Yeah.
But you don't hear the sirens or the air horn, and you don't slow down a little bit to figure it out. I don't want to victim blame, but I don't really know who the victim is here.
I mean, I could see. I'm just trying to put myself in that place. You hear sirens, you look up in the rearview mirror. The first thing you do, because if you don't see anything, the first thing you do is you look up in the rearview mirror, not behind me. And then the next thing you know, the thing's in front of you. Like, because if they came from the side and hit them, then that's what happened.
I think it's also conceivable, and this is me saying this, not the arbitrator, did the driver of that Honda think they could beat the pumper through the intersection? And you failed. Or you're not slowing down at the... And I sort of feel like everybody had the responsibility to slow down at that intersection.
Yeah.
And make sure that there wasn't a collision, and nobody did.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jacob in Platte City. Hey, Jacob.
Okay. Before I get to my point, loud music plus soundproof car, windows could be up. There's lots of things you can go on that can hide the sound of sirens these days. Lots of distractions. But with that said, and I'm going to touch on the training part here in a second, but when you're coming to an intersection, and I don't know what part of the country or what they teach in this part of the country, but where I'm from, we were always taught what was called due regard. Yep. And if that means you have to stop at that intersection to make sure traffic is stopped before you proceed, that is what you do. And it's called due regard.
Yeah, Jacob, I looked it up. Due regard is taught in every single state. It's all across the board.
Well,
I don't know if it's a federal.
I would assume so as well.
I don't know if it's a FEMA directive or what, but it is something that every single state has.
And as far as the training goes, when I learned to drive a fire truck, I had to go through hours of what's called EVOC training, pump training. And in that EVOC training, you're taught due regard. And another thing, you guys mentioned the Opticom thing, they weren't expecting it or whatever. It's throughout the course of their continuing training, you go out in your district and you learn where you have an Opticom and where you don't. And so you should already know that intersection does not have preemption. So when you go out and train.
Yeah. I was going to say,
that's not a good excuse.
Is it up to him to know? And it's called an Opticom.
It is up to them to know. Opticom or traffic
Opticom.
Preemption.
So that's where you can change the light, right?
Yeah. Okay. So it'll be a device installed on the pumper that sends a signal to a device on the traffic light.
Right.
And that'll give you a green light and stop other traffic. but you still, you can't rely on that or rely on the fact that there's going to be one there.
So Jacob, let me ask you, as a firefighter, as somebody who's worked this job, if this guy was brought back to your house, the firehouse, if he was brought, would you want to be on a crew with him at all? Would you ever want him behind the wheel of a pumper?
No. And the fire service is based on a lot of trust in who you're working with.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's life and death.
Yep. Who you, exactly. And I don't know that I could trust this guy sitting in the back of his truck again, knowing that, for one, you should not be doing 20 mile an hour in a urban setting, like 20 mile an hour over in an urban setting like that, with traffic and pedestrians, traffic lights, and so much going on. You're not going to get there any faster to make any kind of that big of a difference.
Hmm.
Yeah. Versus it, we go off of what's called risk versus reward.
Yeah. I mean, because you're trying to save lives. You put more in danger.
Right. And you're not going to do them any good if you don't make it there. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jacob, thanks
great
for your call.
Great insight.
Appreciate it. Keep this going. 913-586-7798. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll be with you in just a few minutes on midday.
An arbitrator says a firefighter who was then 21 years old working for KCFD behind the wheel of a pumper that, according to policy, went through a red light on the way to a call but collided with a Honda and killed three people, can go back to work full time, back in the job.
Full time, back on the job.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me feel safer.
Makes me uneasy.
I'll just say that. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Gene in Overland Park. Hey, Gene.
Gene.
Uh-oh. And we lost Gene. Gene was saying, why was a 21-year-old behind the wheel?
I asked the same question.
I mean, it does seem like that you could find fault with the system, with the fire department, with whoever, by saying that somebody who was inexperienced shouldn't be behind the wheel. Maybe they were shorthanded.
Maybe the other guys were getting ready for maybe everybody has their role on that truck, you know, and maybe that was his best role.
He had just passed the training and they were like, okay, well, here are the keys. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like it does seem like a lack of experience definitely contributed to this, but it also, again, drives me nuts that when I've done things that have been dangerous, when I've had jobs like mm-hmm. on the railroad, doing dangerous things made me incredibly overly cautious when I was new with them.
Yeah.
That the callousness that leads to an accident like this would have been after I'd had a lot of experience doing it.
Maybe you choose a line of work like that and you don't have that caution. Maybe you can't.
Let's go to Jim in Topeka. Hey, Jim.
Hello there.
Hey.
The arbitrator is flat wrong. No, I wouldn't allow him in the truck. But number one thing in that truck, red lights and siren does not equal a force field. It is up to you to operate that piece of equipment safely and take care of the people that make mistakes around you, including the general public.
Yeah.
That was full fault and full deal of the operator of that. And you don't need 5,000 hours of training on it. It's common sense to think about that. And the last thing that I always try to tell somebody new and the rest of it is, first, you have to get there. Don't be the first one on the scene of the second incident, because you're doing no good to anybody, including the people that you were on the first call with.
Wow.
The arbitrator is wrong. The guy doing it should not be allowed in. There is just wrong on every level of this. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, Jim. Okay. He said something that popped into my head. It was a phrase that I remember from when I was 19 and working with the volunteer fire department. Don't be the first one on the scene of the second incident. That,
yes.
Yeah. That was a big deal, like, because it was like, if you're rushing to get there, mm-hmm. you're not helping anybody. Like the fire, you need to get to it as quickly but it's less about getting there quickly and more getting there efficiently.
But there's a way to get there. There's a way to take some calculated risk.
Yeah.
You know, go faster, slow down at the intersection, make sure other people are stopping.
Yep.
I mean, there's a
That's
way
again.
To speed where you can.
Quickness
also,
versus efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was not efficient.
So we'll see if he ends up like how this ends, but, and the city can still challenge this. This could still play out a little bit differently, but it was a big deal that the arbitrator ruled that, that he gets back pay. I mean, and keep in mind, he pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter,
which is crazy that he pled guilty and they're like, okay, but here's your drawback.
Yeah.
He pled guilty. Like why? It's look, I'm, it's rare that I'll criticize unions, but maybe in this case, they're a little too effective. I just say, I wish that SAG-AFTRA, our union, was as good as the KCFD union. Right. Jeez. Coming up, a couple is out thousands of dollars because a bowling alley in Overland Park closed. That's where they were going to have their wedding.
Aww.
Talk about that next at midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.